We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The song that swept the nation a year ago. The team that battled adversity to become NBA champions for the first time in 50 years. It's all back tonight. Oh, I do love my Milwaukee Bucks, and it is championship night tonight. Ring ceremony, banner unveiling. The first 10,000 tonight get a commemorative championship banner. So that's fun. Doors open at 5. They want you in your seat by 5:45. And it says tip-off set for 6:30. But it's on TNT, and normally TNT games tip off like at 6:55. And I would think that they do the ring ceremony starting around 6:30, but the Bucks said 6:30 is the tip-off. They want everyone in at 5:45. A lot of people asking if it will be on TV. I've watched the ring ceremony and championship banner unveiling pretty much every year on TNT. So if they don't show it this year, then there's a bias and something's going on. It's not like TNT to cut out of things Bucks-wise before. It's not like they were on pace and eventually got 29 three-pointers one night and TNT went away from that, which I know a lot of still mad about. Oh, I'm so glad they won last year's title and not the bubble title. Just thinking about that more. And you could say it because they won last year's title, but that bubble title, you didn't get like any celebration. There was no parade. You know, some of these teams did boat parades to try to combat the coronavirus, but where were we going to do a boat parade here? We have water, but Lake Michigan, then you're just having people, where are we going to stand? We're going to pack Bradford Beach, Milwaukee River. There's like 9 restaurants that you can check out the parade at. Otherwise, you're in like the woods. So boat parade, maybe not. Maybe you went to flight here, but we got our parade, we got our championship, we got our Deer District celebration, we got our parade, and we get the ring ceremony tonight, and we get to see if this team can defend their title or not. And I think they can. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Let's talk with you guys again. I think it's going to be a fun year. The difference between what the regular season could have been and what it will be is going to be so vast. Like, I think of the Brewers next year. Eventually, we'll get into the Brewers, and, you know, the regular season will be fun. But we're all gonna have, like, a bad taste in our mouth throughout the regular season, because we want to be back to where we were. We want to be back to when we exited. We want to be back to the NLDS at minimum. We got to get back there because that's where we thought we deserved to be. The Brewers, we should still be playing tonight. It should be game three of the NLCS tonight, along with the return to Fiserv Forum. It should be both of them. But yet, it is not. It is not the case. But with the Brewers next year, yeah, it'll be fun. We'll get into it. There'll be heated games with the Cardinals. There'll be heated games with the Cubs. It'll be fun. It will be fun. But it's also, there's going to be that in the back of our minds, like, let's just get to the playoffs. And if we do win, if the Brewers start winning, are we going to ask ourselves, should we keep winning? I mean, last year we had a big lead, and then it's about teams that get hot. Who's hot right now in baseball? The Red Sox? And they put up 12 runs last night. They're hot. They needed the wild card game, but they were battling the last week of the season. They got in. Now they have the opportunity because baseball's 2-3-2, home, away, and home. They can wrap up this series without ever going back to Houston. Again, baseball doesn't give the better teams any favors outside of if you win your division, you bypass the wild card, but that's it. It's absurd to say, but you almost want to be like, if you lose the wild card, obviously your season's over, but if you win it, I mean, look at the Nationals a few years ago. Those teams are hot. There's almost an advantage. If you can be in the wild card game and win, you're hot. Again, that's a big time coin flip because if you lose, you're done. You only get one game. But baseball does sort of give an advantage to the teams that are playing hot towards the end of the season. The Braves, another team. You know, the Dodgers have 100-some wins, and now they're down 2-0 to Atlanta. And they're hot. What Atlanta could do is interesting. They could beat the Brewers, and they used to play in Milwaukee. And then if they do get to the World Series along with Boston, they could beat the Red Sox, and the Braves used to play in Boston, which is interesting. I thought of that on my own last night. You might see that tweeted. You might see, like, Tom Verducci say it or someone cool. But I did come to that thought on my own. I felt pretty good about that one. I'm always looking for narratives. I'm a narrative man. I'm a narrative Nancy. But next year with the Brewers, we're going to be like, oh, God, get to the playoffs already. With the Bucs, no. Every night's going to be fun. Even though we won the title, it's going to be fun because it's going to be part celebration. Like, tonight is going to be the continuance of the celebration. Maybe the Bucks lose tonight. I don't think they will. I think they'll win tonight, and I think they'll win the finals. I'm going to just jump ahead to that. But every home game is going to be fun. I mean, I think I'm going to go to a game in a couple weeks here with a buddy. And that's going to be like a celebration. It's just people are going to want to be at this arena. Season tickets have sold out. Season tickets for the year, you can still get tickets, but the season ticket packages have sold out for the first time ever. People want to be there. They want to celebrate with this team. Even if you go and it's a night where Giannis or Middleton or Drew, we don't know what the load management's going to be like. Even if it's a night like that, who cares? Yeah, we get to watch Jordan Wara. We get to watch Sandro Mamukashvili, who I'm playing tonight in a DraftKings. He's the Bucks' only big off the bench tonight with Portis out. I'm for sure playing Giannis, and I'm for sure playing Grayson Allen, who the Bucks signed, and then I'm for sure playing Mamu, and we'll go from there as I build my lineups. And I like Steph Curry, too. I'm probably staying away from the Lakers, although I think Carmelo will get in, shoot a bunch. We'll see. We'll see. I got a whole day to prep. DraftKings, by the way, you know how we've been getting this child tax credit? Yeah. The White House should have just sent mine to DraftKings. It was a fun month. I learned a lot. I think DraftKings is important for this job. You learn a lot about players and stuff, but I mean, I could break down Toledo football now because of DraftKings, but it's coming at a cost. It is not. Why don't you just research Toledo football and watch it on your own? You try watching Mac football without money on it in one way, shape, or form. So it's exciting, man. It's going to be an exciting season. It's going to be a fun season. It's going to be part celebration, but also part, like, let's do it. Let's repeat the son of a B. Bucks are good enough to do it. Everybody thinks Nets-Lakers. People think it's going to be Nets-Lakers with the same conviction as they thought it would be Warriors-Cavs for all those years. Remember that four-year stretch where they played every finals together? And you knew. Like, the first year was okay, and then the second year was here we are again. But by the third and fourth years, that you knew it would be the Warriors against LeBron's team. You knew it. No question. And people are using the same conviction to give you Warriors Cavs that they did then to give you Bucks-Nets. Lakers-Nets, rather. I don't know, man. I think the title defense is going to be fun. I think the Bucks are motivated. I think they're going to get everybody's best shot, and they want that. There'll be some games along the season where they lose, and you'll say, ah, the Bucks are better than Detroit. Well, no, they won't lose to the division teams. They suck. Although Chicago, maybe. And I guess people like the Pacers. But we'll see. We'll see. They might lose to the, I don't know, sorry, the Wizards one night.
No, they won't. Stop.
Who's the Wizards' second best player?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, they have him?
Yeah.
This is a rough part of the season because there's a lot of who he play for going on.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I think the Wizards could make the playoffs again this year without Russell Westbrook because this team actually has some depth now.
All right, I'm going to try to name as many Wizards as I can.
All right, go ahead.
Beal.
Yeah.
Do they have Spencer Dinwiddie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Bertans?
Yes.
Hachimura?
Yep.
Do they have one of the Wagners set yet?
No, they traded him.
Oh, okay. Do they have like a Ish Smith or like an Ish Smith kind of guy?
They have Aaron Holiday.
Yeah, okay. Who else? You go.
Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Denny Avdia.
See, Kyle Kuzma. This is what's funny about these free agent periods. We get super into it, and we're like, oh, my God, Kyle Kuzma got traded. That was with Westbrook.
Correct.
Okay. But now my life could be on the line. I couldn't have told you.
And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah.
How could we forget?
My life could be on the line. I couldn't tell you that those guys are Wizards.
I cannot believe that I'm about to cheer for a basketball team this year that has Kyle Kuzma on it.
Yeah, Kuz. There's a lot of guys like that, man. It's always fun to watch that first couple of weeks and be like, oh, that guy's on that guy? What the hell? I'm Bart again. That is Toby. 414-799-1250. This is the night where the Bucks get their rings. A lot of people are excited that it's going to happen in front of James Harden because we all hate him. It will happen in front of Kevin Durant, who showed nothing but respect to the Bucks. It will not happen in front of Kyrie. At some point, Kyrie's playing again. I don't know, though. I mean, there was a coach that stepped down at Washington State because he didn't want to comply. But maybe they dropped their thing in New York. At some point, Kyrie's not done yet, I don't think.
No, he'll play at some point, but how long is he out for? We don't know.
Yeah. Grayson Allen will play for the Bucks, not just this year, but for a couple of years. Not only did they get him in a trade a couple of months ago, I remember when that trade came down, I was like, no, God, no, no. My good buddy Paul Imig, who will join us later today, he was the one that sent me the message. I think he just said, Grayson Allen, he texted me, and I just said the F word back to him because I knew where this was headed. You know, we didn't like him when he was at Duke. He beat Wisconsin, and he was a dirty player. We didn't like him. But I also knew that day, because we've watched Grayson Allen play in the pros. He had a game against the Bucks last year where he made 7 threes. And we all knew at some point we will like Grayson Allen. We just didn't know when. Well, it was like one preseason game, and then all Bucks fans were like, oh, this guy's like a perfect fit into our team. Good. Now, defensively, he could be a work in progress, But offensively, you want a guy with Giannis that can space the floor and knock down the three, and Grayson can do that. Last year, Grayson knocked down multiple threes in 29 of his 50 games that he played. He reached double figures in scoring on 24 different occasions, and he was up for a rookie extension. So the Bucks, who have his rights, of course, in his contract, extended him. Now, they did not extend Dante DiVincenzo. And Dante, if he didn't get hurt, Dante could have been looking at 4 years, $20-plus million. So Dante, I still know what we're going to do with Dante. We're also going to talk with Eric Name today, 835. He might give us some clarity on this. But with Grayson Allen, it's a two-year, $20 million rookie extension. That seems like a steal to me.
Yeah, I mean, considering, and I'm just looking at one of the guys that also got extended over this past week, Grayson Allen's numbers for his career are 8.5 points a game, 2 rebounds, 1.5 assists. Last year, he averaged 10.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. For reference, the guy that I'm referencing is Mikal Bridges, 4 years, $90 million. He averaged 13.5 points a game last year, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Some of these guys that are role players in the NBA now are making loads of money. So to get Grayson Allen to stick around in Milwaukee for a couple extra years for $10 million a year, not a bad deal.
And in today's NBA, that's also you want the player, but you also want the contract, and $10 million is a very tradable contract. So just in case there's something that needs to occur, it's a tradable contract.
Well, and I think with Grayson Allen, you get him on the cheap, and I think he can kind of fill in for what Dante gives you. And, you know, if need be, you move on from Dante. If Dante comes out and shows you that he can be the player that he was at the beginning of last year and can kind of come back to form, then, you know, you can make it work with both of them, but maybe one of them turns into a trade piece.
414-799-1250. We'll talk to you guys. You can tweet us 1250 AM The Fan as well. Good place to watch the game tonight and to watch all the games at all the times. Fourth Base Sports Bar. It's a pop fly from the ballpark. And you can catch the basketball action there tonight. There's baseball starting at about 4 o'clock, maybe once you get off work. NXT's on tonight. I know Toby's a big fan of the rebrand. Bron Breakker is one of his favorites for sure.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite without a doubt.
Yeah. Fourth Base Sports Bar, they won't show that. They nobody cares. They care about basketball. They care about football. They care about baseball, the sports that you'd expect to see at a sports bar. And it is. It's a downhill neighborhood sports bar. It's like, hey, this is a you walk in, it's like a familiar type of bar in terms of a Milwaukee kind of bar. But it's got memorabilia everywhere, and it's got something that no other bar does. It's got a deli menu. It's got lobster, and it's got crab legs, and it's got steaks. And they've got, you know, the sandwiches and the veggies that can go along with it. It's your classic sports bar experience with food that you normally only find at the marketplace or at a steakhouse. Menus are online, thefourthbase.com. Fourth, the number four, thefourthbase.com. If you want to think ahead to the weekend, they do a great Friday fish fry as well. Good spot to check out. Featured in the movie Major League. So if you walk in there and it's familiar, that's why. It's been in the movies. Fourth Base Sports Bar, thefourthbase.com. I'm Bart, that's Toby. We'll talk with you guys. Bucks, Nets tonight, next.
You know, taking the moment at a time. It's going to be a lot up. You know, taking the inning, you might, you know, get emotional. You might tear up and start crying with your teammate, laughing around. Like, and then you got to play a game. And then you not just you got to play a game, you got to play the best team in the league, you know, and one of the best players in the league. You know, like, it's hard. So, but take a moment at a time, receive your ring, enjoy it, you know, showcase it, you know, to the teammate, talk about it a little bit, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then focus in the game. That's what I'm going to try to do, and hopefully it works. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be emotional tonight. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo, as you well know by now. The two-time MVP, could he get his third this season? It's possible. Giannis, according to a couple preseason games we saw Giannis take his free throw shooting routine from 15 seconds to 5. We saw him shoot 3 with the same form as Middleton. We saw him come up the floor and have the turnaround fadeaway jumper. I mean, if he, I don't know when he would have worked on all this.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to see him improve, but when did he work on any of this?
Especially he's got a new kid. You know, and he was at the state fair we saw, and he was in Greece, and I don't know. When did he have time to get, as they say, Toby, back in the lab to work on, as they say, his bag?
Yeah, he has no bag.
No, apparently. No bag. Yeah, no bag.
But he has two MVPs.
Yeah.
I don't know how he just got improved, how he had time. I don't know, but he found a way, and I'm excited to see. I want to see that jumper carry over into the regular season on a consistent basis before I jump wholeheartedly into it. But just from the little bits we saw in preseason, he looked a lot smoother when he'd pull up in transition or just pulling up in general. And I think that was a large part of his issue, is he was so herky-jerky when he would try to shoot jump shots a lot of times. Now he looks like he's kind of figured out how to smooth out that transition. If that's the case and he's able to shoot better, watch out.
This portion of the show brought to you by the Sprinkler Fitters Local 183. Oh, they love Toby over there. They do. Sprinkler Fitters Local 183. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. Sprinklerfitters183.org. Doug in Racine on his way home from work. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I was hoping I could get on the line when you asked about the Washington players, because I was looking at the Bucks roster last night, and then for Toby, I just looked over at the Washington. I wanted to see who besides Bradley Beal was going to score on that team, and I could have named Kuzma, Pope, Harrell, Drew, Holiday's brother, but it looks like there's a 30-point scorer, and all the rest are the same guys. 10 to 13 points, 5 rebounds a game. That's what I found out for the Washington. But, hey, I couldn't get in yesterday. Tried 9 times, and you guys were full, so I'm glad your lines are full on Packer morning. So I just want to shout good game for the Packers. And I'm glad you're talking Bucks, because that's the excitement right now. So,
well, we're going to talk a little Packers today, because Bears fans still are, they're like, Rodgers broke them. So bad. So I do want to get to that. Monday Night Football, interesting finish last night. We'll talk about that. But yeah, this is primarily the Bucks play tonight. So this is a big Bucks preview show.
Yeah, I'm going to tape it on DVR and watch it when I get home tomorrow, because that's my last day. So I'll watch it when I get home. But I'll follow it on ESPN. Yeah, I was listening to the 5 o'clock 670 The Score today, and not much going on there. They're just talking a little football, and wasn't really any venom or nothing. It just, you know, whatever.
That they lost?
Yeah, they just were like, it's more about Nagy, you know, it's all about Nagy, it's not about anything else.
Well, yeah, because he sucks.
Right, but, you know.
Well, you said it's your last day. Are you off third shift? Are you retiring or what?
No, I have one more night this week.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I work 12-hour shifts, so I have 36 hours in, and then I do 48 next week.
Oh.
So.
Do you like that?
I love it. I get to go fishing on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays when nobody's out there. Well, I can't say that because there's always people out on the lake, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the 12-hour shifts, sure.
One of my big pushes, I got a lot of big pushes. One of mine is that we need to get away from the 40-hour work weeks. You know, where we like work to we live to work. What's the phrase? We're dying in our jobs.
You just need to get more hours in one day. You know, like I work 4 days in 1 week, 3 days the next. I mean, that gets like I've been on vacation for my whole life.
I guess, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I work 20 hours a week, so.
But you work Monday through Friday, though.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to commit, and I'm sure you go in there and you just don't do your.
Oh, right. I'm working at home. I'm in my lab. Yeah. I'm watching games that I would anyway.
You're probably doing 40 plus hours Monday through Friday.
Yeah, so. I'm basically always on the clock.
Right.
Well, all right, Doug. That was good chat.
Yep. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
For sure.
Have that Bucks lust.
Oh, got it. Still got it.
Hell yeah.
Have a good day, both of you, Toby and Zupart. Bye.
That's Doug in Racine.
He gives us a lot of credit that we're working when we're off the clock.
Well, we are. But also, like last night, I watched Monday Night Football and Red Sox Astros while sitting at my computer and, you know, kind of scheduling the show today. Is that work? But then again, I went to the park on Sunday morning with my son. Okay? Sunday morning. It's like 11 o'clock. And I'm texting Eric Name about coming on the show. Is that work? Now, Eric's a good buddy, but it's like you're always working.
Yeah, 100%. You always got to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I guess it's like that.
Mike the Painter's got a more structured lifestyle. Mike, what's up?
Good morning there, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
I have the lust this morning. The quest for the return of the Larry O'Brien Trophy begins.
Yeah.
I am so pumped. I am a total Grayson Allen fan. He's going to be my second favorite Buck.
Yeah, behind Thanasis?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, of course. You know, that's the guy that I met in Walmart, you know?
Yeah.
Thanasis. And got a selfie with him.
You met Giannis, though, in a Walmart?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was in 2000. Was it 17? No, it was 18. It was the... It was before the pandemic. It was after a Dallas Mavericks game on a Saturday.
At night?
It was 10:30 at night. He was in there shopping.
What was he buying?
When I met up with him, he was in the cereal aisle.
Ah.
The best aisle in the place.
Yeah, I don't eat enough cereal anymore.
Cereal is my snack at night.
Yeah.
That's where I eat my cereal.
What's your go-to cereal? I must know.
My go-to cereal is s'mores.
Ugh.
Well, what's Giannis's go-to cereal? Because I need to know that.
Yeah, what was Giannis buying?
I actually didn't ask and wasn't, you know, staring at his piled up grocery cart.
Oh, I would have taken pictures.
That thing was heaping.
I like a good bowl of Raisin Bran.
Oh, yeah, Raisin Bran, good cereal.
Maybe some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
My favorite, hands down, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
See,
yeah.
I'm a Fruity Pebble guy, too. I switch it up. I like Golden Grahams.
Ugh.
Yeah, I switch it up. It depends on what I see. Some Apple Jacks.
Okay, all right,
I switch it up, but s'mores is, my go-to. I love it.
All right, so you met Giannis.
Man, I am so pumped. This game's just going to, I hope we just stomp all over the Nets tonight.
Yeah.
Giannis is just Giannis. And
yeah.
Grayson Allen hits 6 3-pointers. And, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm ready for the whole season, man. Every night's going to be fun.
I am. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. The repeat. We got a repeat.
Well, good breakdown.
Yeah. You guys have a great day, man.
Yeah, you too, Mike.
Enjoy the game.
You too.
I got Bucks lost. All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Mike the Painter. He's got the Bucks lost. Timmy's down in Dallas. You lusting down there?
Yes. So tonight, the rings and the unveiling of the banner. Is that correct?
It is. It'll happen at tip-off, right before tip-off.
Okay, hopefully, like you said earlier, we get to see it on TNT.
If they don't show it on TNT, it will be the first time ever that they don't show it.
Wow. They should play Got Bucks Lost during the presentation.
They should. Great. I know Eddie Lemberger's been trying to get in with them, but they do not vibe supreme virtuosity, I guess, inside that building.
Yeah. So is Grayson Allen going to be in the starting five?
That's how it seems. Yeah, he'll be a starter until Dante comes back, and then they got to figure out what to do there. But there's a big role for Grayson on this team.
Okay, great. I haven't seen him yet, and I don't know much about him. I don't know where he came from, what team.
He was drafted, I want to say, by the Jazz and then went to Memphis. And then we traded for him.
Okay.
We gave them Sam Merrill, who did make the team. So good for Sam.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing Coach Bud's bench rotation to start the season. That'll be interesting. Now, he will change it up during the year eventually, but just to see how he starts it, that'll be something to watch.
I would agree with you.
And I had like three Packer quick hits, but I'll leave that because I know you want to talk about
it. No, give me some Packer quick hits.
Oh, okay. Do you remember when Devontae Adams did that front flip into the end zone?
Yeah.
That was on the long touchdown run that got called back.
Yeah.
And he didn't stick the landing and landed on his tailbone. And I wanted to strangle him because that's all we need is Devontae breaking his tailbone.
Well, if you don't want him to get hurt, strangling him is not going to help. Right?
Right. But he doesn't need to be doing that kind of stuff.
Okay. Fair.
And Rodgers, discount double check. I haven't seen that in a while. I don't know if I'm mistaken, but he stopped doing it for a while.
Well, he hasn't done it. I think he had another rushing score earlier. He didn't do it, the last one. But somebody did it to him. Somebody sacked him earlier in the game and did it to him. So usually when guys do it to him, he finds a way to do it back to them. And every time someone's ever sacked him and done the, you know, the belt, it never works out. I don't know why people ever do it, because Rodgers always gets the revenge on you.
Yeah. Oh, my last point is, who's the Bart Winkler player of the game?
For the Bucks? Packers, rather?
No, for the Packers, yeah.
Well, we put up a poll on Sunday, our station did, and Kenny Clark ran away with the voting. I got to say Rodgers, though. I mean, Rodgers broke the Bears. Just for that alone, I'm going to say that.
Okay. So, Aaron Rodgers, Bart Winkler, player of the game.
Yeah, official.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Bart.
Who's and the Timmy and Bart. Dallas player of the game?
I would say Aaron Jones.
All right. That's another good one. It's another good one.
Yeah.
All right, good talk.
All right, thanks, Bart.
Go Bucks.
Yes.
Got Bucks Lust. Bart. Timmy and Dallas. Lustin all the way down from Texas. 414-799-1250. Got a lot to talk about. We will talk about the Monday Night Football finish. Bills win for it on fourth down, and now people are like out of their minds. So that's great.
I'd love to see what the numbers said on that. Because I feel like the numbers always say you should play aggressively.
The numbers, there's like 25 people tweeted out 25 different batches of numbers. And whether it was just barely or by a larger margin, going for it was the move.
Yeah, exactly. And I was listening to a clip from Pat McAfee yesterday, and we'll be listening to clips of Pat McAfee later this week because Aaron Rodgers will make his appearance.
Oh, yeah. God forbid we take a week off.
But, he was talking about that on his show the other day. Who decides what numbers are important? Like, you can correlate some to success, but at some point, you gotta make a decision. Like, and I'm fine with Sean McDermott deciding that I'm gonna leave the ball in my best player's hands. Granted, I don't know if I would have gone with that play call, but I'm fine leaving the ball in Josh Allen's hands to make a play as opposed to going to overtime when the defense hasn't been able to stop Derrick Henry, especially down the stretch there, so I'm fine with that decision. This goes back to how we talked about council's decisions in the playoffs, too. The decision's great until it doesn't work, and then it's the stupidest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, and if it would have worked, the Bills would have converted on fourth down late, then it would have been a great decision. Right, we got to stop. Like the result matters, but also, I mean, the decision is the decision. We'll get into that after 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we'll get back into some football. Rodgers has completely, like I said, broken the Bears, and it's very odd the way the Bears fans are trying to justify this one, and we'll hear some good audio from that as well. Do want to hear from John Horst, who sat down with Woj. So we all hate Woj for busting the Bogdanovich news. Yet John Horst sat down with him for a podcast. So I don't know. I guess when you win the title, who cares? John Horst, the newly extended John Horst. We'll hear from him coming up as we continue to preview Bucks-Nets tonight right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What was really cool is that Mark and Wes and Jamie and Mike, they really cared. They cared at a high level. They spent a ton of their own personal time, which is obviously very valuable, designing the ring and diving into it and diving into the process. And I would say really the credit really goes to them. Of course, they consulted our players as well, but they really drove the process, and it was pretty cool. They cared at a high level about it.
That's John Horst, Bucks GM, extended this week. The announcement came out on the Woj podcast, part of ESPN and their podcast network. Adrian Wojnarowski. John Horst. This must have been recorded before he got that extension official because he's in suck-up mode.
What was really cool is that Mark and Wes and Jamie and Mike, they really cared. They cared at a high level. They spent a ton of their own personal time, which is obviously very valuable.
Oh, right. Yeah, God. You know, these billionaires, time's more precious to them than it is to us peons. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Toby, I found a website this morning. So if I don't come back from commercial break on time at any point, it's because I'm playing this game online. It's whoheplayfor.com to try to figure out where some of the role players in the NBA are. Because it is tough. Let me go through a couple with you quick. Whoheplayfor.com. So this is just a website, whoheplayfor.com. All right. Dylan Brooks. Is he with Memphis?
He's not with Memphis anymore?
I don't know. He could be with anybody. Where's Dylan Brooks? I think Memphis.
I have no idea why. I'm going to say the Sacramento Kings.
He is with Memphis.
Okay, I thought he was still there.
How about Armani Brooks?
I have no idea who that is.
I'll say the Kings then.
Sure, why not?
It's the Rockets. Where is Kevin Knox?
Is he still with the Knicks?
I don't know. I think he's with the Mavs? Let's see where he is. He is with the Knicks. Good job. Where is O'Shea Brissett?
Oh, man.
That feels like the Pacers to me.
The Raptors.
Pacers! Joe Inglis. We know who. He's with the Jazz. That's an easy one. Kevin Durant.
Thunder.
Supersonics. So I guess some of these guys, like, this game needs a little work. Because obviously we know where Durant is, but then I'm replaying the game. You get 60 seconds to see how many you can get. Brandon Boston Jr.
He's Celtics, right?
Clippers.
Doggone.
Bogdan Bogdanovich.
That's
Bucks?
A jazz. No, Bogdan.
Yeah. Keldon Johnson. Olympic gold medalist. Yeah, Spurs. Goran Dragic.
Miami.
Didn't he move on?
I don't think so. Did he?
Okay, Miami. Yeah, he's with the Raptors.
He's with the Raptors. Wow.
See? That's why you have to play this game. Theo Maledon. Thunder? Yes. Dosunmu, that guy from Illinois.
Io Dosu. Oh, where did he? Cavaliers.
Cavs? No, he's at the Bulls.
Dog
right down the street.
Man, I can't get anyone right.
Where's your boy Jay Scrub?
Lakers.
I actually know that one. That's the Clippers.
I was going to say the Lakers are full of scrubs.
All right, one more real quick. Jordan Poole, Milwaukee native. He's at the Warriors.
Warriors, and you would know that because?
My brother works there. Matisse Thybulle.
Oh, he's still with the Sixers.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Lonzo Ball.
Oh, he's in Chicago.
He is. Rudy Gay. Spurs still? Jazz. Peyton Pritchard.
Celtics.
Yeah. Kyle Lowry is now with the Raptors.
Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. Will Barton. Nuggets?
Yeah, it should still be the Nugs.
Yeah. Herbert Jones.
Oh, boy.
G League? He's with the Pelicans. Josh Giddey. Some white dude.
Some people are taking him as a rookie of the year. So
really?
Thunder?
Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Greece.
That would be the Bucks.
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. All right, that's fun game. WhoHePlayFor.com. WhoHePlayFor.com. I'll get distracted with that today. Steve's in Germantown. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Bart? You're playing this great game. I can't believe you didn't highlight any of the top-level Wizards acquisitions that took place this offseason for Toby. We got Kyle Kuzma now.
Yeah, we actually started the show with that.
Okay, see, I was still sleeping, so my bad. But
do you want to play a game of who he play for?
Give me three of them, sure.
All right, we're going to play. All right, Justin Holiday, Drew's brother.
Justin Holiday, is he still with the Pacers?
He is, Steve. Derrick Jones Jr.
He
got traded
a couple years ago.
He got traded this offseason. He is with the Bulls now.
Ooh, okay.
Caleb Martin.
He went from the Hornets to, I don't know, man. I know his brother still plays with the Hornets, Cody Martin.
Yeah, now he's with the Heat.
Oh, okay.
Clint Capella.
He's still with the Hawks.
He is still with the Hawks. And I'll give you one more. Let's see here. How about... God, all these guys are... Jalen Brunson.
Brunson, he's still with the Mavs. I just saw him when he played the Bucks last week.
There you go, Steve. Pretty good job in that game. WhoHePlayFor.com.
WhoHePlayFor.com. I love the name of that website, WhoHePlayFor.
Well, I think that's what they do on TNT is the segment. Yeah.
That is cool. That's true.
What's up?
I can't wait for that, man. Oh, not much, man. Just Bucks, the championship season commences. It's here to start again, baby. 2022. Let's rock and roll, Bart. What do you think? Grayson Allen, some more money, some more years? What do you think about that?
I like it. I think that in my heart of hearts, they are going to repeat. Or at least they're going to get to the finals.
I honestly believe that as well. I can't see another team in the East that's going to derail what they have. Like, legitimately, who's gonna make that happen? The Hawks won't.
Yeah,
the Heat won't.
Everybody likes the Nets. I think the Bucks still have the Nets number.
I agree. What big acquisitions did the Nets make in the offseason to get better? Didn't they lose Jeff Green?
Yeah, who he played for, I don't know.
I'm not saying that Jeff Green's a world beater, but I remember in game one or two of that series last year, didn't he have like 28 points?
Yeah, and Bruce Brown is gone, I think, who had a role in the in that series.
Exactly. So it's like...
He's still there.
With Kyrie doing his thing, who knows what's going to happen? Harden, until he's actually in shape and can prove that he's going to play 75% of a season, I can't buy into that.
I'd say their big acquisition was getting... Well, they got Paul Millsap. They have, like, all these bigs. They've got Paul Millsap. Aldridge came back out of retirement. That's good that he's healthy.
That's great. That's good to hear, yeah.
They've got Claxton still. They've got Blake Griffin still.
Yep.
And then an under-the-radar acquisition was Patty Mills.
That is very true. I actually forgot about that Mills moved on. That is true. Speaking of Mills, check out the Spurs roster nowadays. Man, Popovich, I think, is on his way out, dude. Bart, that Spurs team is going to be pretty bad this year. Kind of random, but you brought up Patty Mills.
The Spurs have DeJounte Murray, Derek White, Doug McDermott, Keldon Johnson, and Jakob Poeltl.
Yeah, that's a bottom has a 12 or 13 seed in the West. That's not too good.
They also have Bryn Forbes, I guess. He went there.
I picked up Bryn Forbes. I saw that. I mean, he got his ring. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the playoffs, but it is what it is.
Well, he did outscore Jimmy Butler against the Heat.
That is true. I will give him that. Okay,
but then he disappeared, sure. And he played his way out of the finals. I remember.
He absolutely did, and Pat Connaughton absolutely played himself into it.
Yeah,
I'm thinking with this Grayson Allen move, once Dante comes back, he'll be reinserted into the starting lineup. Obviously, when that happens, but I think Grayson's going to be that sixth man next to Bobby. I really do. His defense, his shooting, it's his length. Pat Connaughton's a great player. Grayson's about 6'6", 6'7". He just seems more, I don't know, something different about him that I can trust. I think the jumper is more consistent, too. What do you think about that?
Grayson's a great pickup, and we're all going to get there eventually if you're not there. Nobody wanted it at first just because of our history with him, but we all can recognize, and if it wasn't yet, you'll do it tonight, that he's going to be a good part of this team.
Oh, when you see that he can hit a three off of a cutting Middleton right in the corner, all of a sudden he can hit a shot anywhere. I mean, the guy's got a nice stroke. He really does. And he can get to the hole, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't realize he can actually get to the hole and create somewhat of his own shot. So I think, you add a piece like that. I mean, he's a better shooter than DiVincenzo. You know what I mean? So, who's to say that this guy won't be an integral piece of the team? I really believe that.
Me too, Steve. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the season. Let's talk.
Take care, buddy.
Steve, little who he played for. Did a good job. It is a Tuesday. David Cunningham, I've missed you the last couple days.
Sorry. It's been a busy one for me. I had to take care of some things. I ended up staying home yesterday, getting some extra work done. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
I'm feeling it. It's feeling good to see the Bucks back on the floor. And I mean really back on the floor, because preseason basketball is the worst. But I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see them go back out and win another title.
I'm ready for it too. I'm not happy. I want to make this clear. I'm not happy that the Brewers aren't playing. It should be game three tonight. But I am glad for the Bucks that they can get the attention tonight. Because their championship run, it seemed like the NBA had to move on from it. So now we can restart the celebration that we paused 3 months ago.
I'd rather definitively lose with the Brewers than what happened to the Giants with the Dodgers last week. So I will gladly take the for sure exit other than that BS check swing.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
But I'm super excited, and I obviously didn't get the call in yesterday. Super happy with the Packers win, too. A.J. Dillon just looks more and more impressive every time I see him on the field. He's easily climbing up the ranks of one of my sneaky favorite players.
A.J. Dillon's awesome.
So good. I actually liked him when they drafted him. I know it was a weird pick, but I thought that there was potential there. I didn't know if there was going to be that much, though. So that's great.
Well, good for you, because I think Horvat and I, we were doing the draft show. We liked A.J. That was the thing with that draft. We liked a lot of the draft. We just didn't like where the guys were taken. But now A.J. Dillon, already he seems every bit as valuable as a second-round pick.
Oh, 100%. Now, I wanted to ask Toby. I didn't get to ask earlier. But how did you feel about that Sean Taylor ceremony yesterday?
It was not great. I'm glad that they honored him. I'm glad they retired his number. It was not done very well.
Do you feel that was a PR move?
Very possibly, because his brother went on a radio station and mentioned that they had always planned to honor him, but his brother didn't even know they were retiring his number until a couple days beforehand, when they announced that they were retiring his number Thursday before the Chiefs game on Sunday.
Good. Terrible.
And here's some other stuff if you're not familiar. I saw my boy Quentin Mayo was going off on it on BetMGM Tonight last night. And they rededicated the road leading up to FedEx Field. They renamed it Sean Taylor Drive. And they took a picture with the family. And in the background, right behind them, porta potties.
Oh, nice.
And they put a 21 on the field to honor him on the sideline. Where do they instruct the VIPs to stand? Right on the number 21. So if you go on TikTok, your boy Jackson Mahomes is doing a TikTok dance right on top of the number 21 on the sideline. It was very poorly done. Very poorly done.
I would have punched Jackson Mahomes in the face. That little twerp.
Watch it. Okay. Twerp.
I was getting there. I wasn't about to pull a Mike the Painter.
Twerp. Yeah, didn't Mike the Painter drop two S words in one call once?
He did, yes.
I scolded him, then he did it again.
Yep. That's right. That's professionalism right there. Mike's gotten so far deep into this phone call that he's starting to feel it. He's starting to get comfortable.
Yeah, I think he said it was passion. And passion's always a good excuse, I think. You can get out of anything. Like any temper I ever have, I say, I'm just passionate.
Did Urban Meyer say it was passion last week?
Urban Meyer is my favorite coach in the league, I hate to say. I love this guy.
Urban Meyer. Here's to many wins for him and hopefully many more for Dan Campbell as well. I love Dan Campbell.
Well, he doesn't have any wins with the Lions.
Well, you know who Dan Campbell doesn't like? Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to call in, say go Bucks. I am super ready for this season. I really can't say much more than that. It's all positivity over here.
Dave, part of the thing that I love the most about the Bucks run on this show was how callers stepped up, and you were one of them. So don't be a stranger this championship run either.
Absolutely not.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
That's Dave and Cudahy on a Tuesday. As we are here lusting so hard for our Milwaukee Bucks, it is back. Some of you have requested this song today. And of course, we're honoring that request. Some of you thought you'd never have to hear it again. They won the title. You think you're getting away from this? God, no. Little Eddie J. Lemberger taking us to the 7 o'clock hour. Got to talk about the fallout from Rodgers owning the Bears. Bears fans are beside themselves still, and their justification is a disaster as they try to cope with this. Some interesting nuggets around the NFL. We'll talk to Don Wachilis next hour. The college football finish you may have seen where the quarterback took a knee instead of spiking it for Platteville benefited mine and Don's alma mater, UW La Crosse. Much more Bucks to come. Eric Name, 835, Paul Emig at 9. Going to be a fun one. It's a FUD-loaded, wacky show here on The Fam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.